two questions. How do you handle fear? What's the antidote? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. How we answer those questions reveals where our hearts are. Some of the stories today will be uncomfortable, but they're there for a reason. Answers. The end of the Civil War, coupled with a food crisis, has left Guatemala's orphans to languish in limbo. As a vulnerable population, they're prey to traffickers and drug cartels. But no more. Less than a week after launching a new administration in Guatemala, the country's new first and second ladies extended an invitation to orphan outreach to work together to solve the problem. Guatemalan leaders were intrigued by a unique approach presented by Mike Duras, Orphan Outreach's president.
Really, our major focus was to try to get the government to engage the private sector, particularly the church, and to address the issues of kids.
The discussions are continuing between the government and the ministry, and Duras believes that partnership can grow between U.S. and Guatemalan churches, too.
Really being able to walk through this door to have an impact on kids, there's probably been no greater opportunity in recent history for that to happen.
Now, for most people, loss is an uncomfortable topic. When you talk about children and loss, people walk away from pain because it's heartbreaking. Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot Michael Broyles talks about his brief interaction with the bright flame of a little Haitian boy named Waldy.
They believe he contracted meningitis when he was small, something that can easily be treated with an antibiotic. But because they didn't have the resources, this had the onset of a hydrocephalus, and as a result of that, he died. So something it's very preventable. You just have to have access to the medicines.
Broyles, along with the U.S. couple who had adopted him, got to see the love of Christ in this little boy's eyes.
God's sovereign, and he chose to heal him in a way that looks different than what I'd envisioned. But he's still God, and he's still awesome.
And that is why MAF exists, because of hope, because people living in remote places may have never heard the gospel, because when somebody's in isolation, they can't get the help they need. You're listening to Mission Network News. Given the recent headlines, things look pretty scary, don't they? Asian Access is asking, how do you handle fear? What's the antidote? Well, in this day and age, being a follower of Christ often brings a lot of trouble with it. We've posted the biblical response from a Cambodian gospel worker at our website. The short version, when we walk in God's presence, accept His peace, follow His mission, receive His Spirit, and forgive others, we have an amazing recipe to overcome fear. And once upon a time, the Wycliffe Global Alliance believed that unity in Bible translation purpose came from the strength of its diversity. However, some of those partners are agencies that do not include Father and Son of God in some of the translations of scriptures. And that was the tipping point for Wycliffe Associates, who decided it was better to depart from the alliance and focus on the acceleration of Bible translation. Its vision is to see the entire Bible in every language started by the year 2025. And it's impossible to know the full ripple effect we have when sharing the gospel. For good reason. Take this story from Living Water International's Jerry Wiles. A pastor in Zimbabwe completed orality training with Living Water and then turned around and immediately trained 30 other pastors. Wiles says,
we have trained that we can account for more than 50,000 people in the past 10 years. What we don't know is how many people were trained by the people we've trained.
It's ultimately God's work. Even so, Living Water wants to be sure they're being as effective as possible as they pursue the goals listed in their mission statement.
Helping communities get access to clean water and to experience the living water of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, which alone satisfies the deepest thirst.
You can pray for Living Water's ministry and even become part of it. Start by heading to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.